With 2 minutes left to play, this has been a game for the ages. The Jacksonville Jaguars lead the Jets of New York 28-24 with no help from star QB Mark Brunell. Since the first minutes of the game, all the Jaguars' points have come from defense and special teams. Brunell's play, more and more erratic, but Danny Wilson, they have the ball, and it looks like the Jaguars are going to salvage a miracle win.
Well, it really is amazing, Jim, that I am still in this game. The Jaguars are ahead by 4. The spread is 9.5. Now, what that means is, to win this game, all Jacksonville has to do is score a touchdown.
Well, technically, they don't, of course, Danny. If they can hold on to the ball, they'll win the game by 4.
Now, what do you have to say something like that for? I'm feeling good over here.
Brunell with the football at the 50-yard line on a field which has begun to take on a uniformly milky gray hue. I don't believe there's a single square inch of this turf on which Mark Brunell has not vomited.
I mean, my point is this. The Jaguars have the football. It's still possible they could score a touchdown.
Very unlikely, Danny. The Jets are out of timeouts and will soon reach the point where Brunell will simply run out the clock.
Yeah. I'm going to pace around the booth a little bit, Jim.
Which makes it a good time to check in with Lynn Swan and see what's going on down on the field.
An interesting development. Moments ago, Mark Brunell told me he was becoming afraid of the football, claiming that when the ball was snapped to him, it would become a live cobra.
What did Swanee just say about a cobra?
Well, as expected, Brunell begins to believe the football is a cobra because in stage 4 of the Hong Kong flu, patients often report dementia. Funny story, Danny. When I was in the latter stages of the Hong Kong flu, I remember lying in my hotel room bed, absolutely convinced that my dead grandmother was crawling up my leg with a knife in her mouth. Turned out it was just a French fry on my leg. Really nasty flu. Brunell takes the snap, scrambles, vomits. The Jets are giving him a wide berth now, as the vomit is a black bile, thick with deadly infection, and that creates a hole that Brunell can exploit. He takes off down the field. What courage this young man shows as he shambles toward the end zone, black bile spewing from his mouth, cradling what he must now believe is a dangerous viper under his left arm to score
a meaningless touchdown.
Time runs out. The Jaguars have won it 34-24 in a classic comeback game.
Oh, my God, that was a great football game. I gotta get going, Jim. Yes!
Danny Wilson leaving the booth with the same elation with which this Jacksonville crowd leaves the stadium, and why not? But on a personal note, I won't be here next week because that final touchdown pushed the total over the posted 55, and I lost everything. So I'm going home now to swallow a bottle of barbiturates and have the final bath of my life. But first, for Danny Wilson and Lynn Swan, I'm Jim Lampley. Thanks so much for being with us.